Welcome back to Beyond the Crops. Today we are diving into a topic that comes highly requested and is a topic that truly goes beyond the crops. We are talking about how our families shifted from traditional health insurance to a faith-based cost-sharing program when we left our traditional health insurance providing jobs. I'm Jenna.
And I'm MP. Christian Healthcare Ministries, or CHM, is a health cost sharing ministry, not insurance. It operates differently as fellow believers join together to share the burden of each other's medical costs. I've shared about CHM on my personal platforms quite a bit in the past and received several questions every time I've shared. Today, Jenna and I are diving into our personal experiences and answering as many questions as we can throughout our discussion today.
Like Mary Pat said, though, this is something that we've both candidly spoken about and answered questions, and it's a topic we're passionate about and very excited to answer all the questions, because when I say this comes highly requested, I think I'm not joking. It's probably the most highly requested thing we've ever been asked to talk about, podcast, social, both combined.
I agree. I think every time I share it too, I get a lot of the same questions, and it's just a topic that I feel like people are so confused, or like, because we're all so programmed to think about healthcare in a very narrow-minded way, in my opinion, that anything out of the box just really is kind of mind-boggling or confusing to people. So I'm excited to dive into this too, and thankful that they were willing to sponsor this episode.
Yes, me too. Also, can we just address how long are, this might not apply to you, Mary Pat, but how long did you stay at your job for the sole reason that you were providing health insurance?
I didn't stay long. Yeah. But, you know, I'm kind of impulsive, but that was a huge factor in the decision. And I think it came from childhood, because my mom worked off the farm, and it was constantly like, she was a teacher, and it was constantly brought up to us like how important it was that she worked off the farm and how good her like benefits were from working off the farm, I guess. What about you?
So I'd say at least a year, it was in the back of my mind. I think Levi was at peace with me leaving health insurance behind before I was. So we got married young. We actually got married when I had 1 year of my undergraduate left, and I was still on my mom's health insurance, and Levi was on his parents. And then when we got married, he got his own, because he had had this wakeboarding accident and life flighted. Levi, he says he's never sick, but he spent more money at a hospital than anybody in our family. I had to graduate, and then I'm like, okay, well, I need to go back to nursing school or get some sort of terminal degree so that I can get a job and provide health insurance. It was like, yes, I wanted a career, but it was one of the main reasons I even went back to nursing school, because I knew when I turned 26, I was going to come off my mom's health insurance. So I better be able to provide health insurance for my now farmer husband and family, because it's so expensive to get it by ourselves without it coming from a job. So it was huge driver in me, one, going back to school, and then me staying nursing as long as I did.
Yeah, I think that this is something that a lot of people who are married to someone who is a farmer can resonate with.
Or just an entrepreneur or self-employed person in general.
Yes. So why don't we kind of get an overview of how we both chose to go with CHM? Because I didn't even know that these programs existed until I was considering leaving my job.
And you're part of the reason that inspired me that there was another option. So why don't you start with your story?
Yeah. So I have family, my in-laws, and so my mother and father-in-law, and then one of my brother and sister-in-laws was on Christian Healthcare Ministries, because my one brother and sister-in-law had kids first. So she was a stay-at-home mom, and they had CHM. And I needed that personal connection to feel confident in making the switch, because honestly, when I read about it first, or like when I did my first digging into it, it sounded too good to be true. And I couldn't believe that like this was an actual option for families out there, because I had had my first baby on traditional insurance and seen like the costs associated with it, and kind of took me off guard how much it costs to have a baby, even on traditional insurance. So when I learned about their experience and the maternity program through CHM, that is really what made the decision easier because I had that firsthand connection to someone who had had such a good experience with them. Yeah, I think that's the short of it.
So we quickly realized that traditional insurance was just going to be simply way too expensive for our family. So I knew that I needed to look into other options. And I had remembered that Mary Pat did an Instagram live with another farm wife, just comparing two sharing networks, saying Mary Pat used Christian Healthcare Ministries, the other farm wife used another one. And they just explained how it worked, why they chose the way that they went. And then I ended up calling both ministries. And when I spoke to CHM, I just felt so much peace about our family situation. We do have a pre-existing heart condition that runs in our family. Levi has it, and he's passed it on to two of our children. So I was very concerned about how expenses that came with that might be shared. And I just felt so much peace talking to Christian Healthcare Ministries. They explained how everything would work, and they prayed with me before I got off the phone. And I truly felt comfortable then at that point, stepping away from my job that had traditional health insurance, and transitioning to a sharing. Even though two at the time, people in my family had a pre-existing condition.
That's your story, I feel like, will resonate with a lot of people. And if you do have a pre-existing condition and you're thinking about joining a ministry like this, do what Jenna did. Mm-hmm. Call them.
Call.
Because it's not, you can't even compare the conversations that I've had with the support team at CHM with any like other form of healthcare solutions, because they've always been super nice. Even the chat box on their website, the lady was super nice and helpful. So it's not the same.
Not the same. And I feel like you get through to an actual person so quick. There's no recorded loop that makes you angry listening to an hour long. I've just been very pleased with their customer service and truly how much they care about all of the members.
Yes, I will say a couple things that I didn't add in here when I first said why we chose CHM, but it is a Christian health cost sharing ministry. So when you think about the types of things that you're sharing for medical needs within your beliefs already, which was something that was really important to us. And it's like, this is not something that will fit every family, okay? Like I feel like they've definitely got a niche on the types of people that they can serve, but we fit that niche. And we also, like I said, had personal people in our lives who had used it successfully. And I also didn't share, we had a friend who had like open heart surgery on it. So something really extensive, like high medical bills, that was shared for. And there's a lot of testimonies on their website of people who have needed it for many more dollars worth of medical needs than we have. But we are going to go into kind of sharing about our personal needs and how they've been met with CHM.
I had no idea that Christian Sharing Ministries had been around for so long. And I remember telling the woman on the phone that I first spoke to from CHM that I was shocked to find out that it had been over 40 plus years. And a ministry doesn't last 40 plus years if it's not working for the members that are a part of it. So that also gave me a lot of peace with our decision.
Yeah. And they are the longest health cost sharing ministry in existence, plus the first in the nation to earn independent accreditation.
Okay. So we're going to dive into a little bit about pre-existing conditions. So like Mary Pat said, one of the reasons that I joined Christian Healthcare Ministries over another form of sharing ministry was because of how they went about pre-existing conditions. CHM applies the following criteria to an active pre-existing condition, which is not eligible for sharing. So if the members experience any signs or symptoms before or at the time of joining, or the condition actively needs testing or treatment. A maintained condition is something that at least 90 days have passed without the patient undergoing testing or treatment, or their medical provider states no further testing or treatment is needed. Our situation was kind of unique because I felt like I didn't fit either box. So that's why I ended up calling. If you are considering joining or not joining because of a pre-existing condition, I really just encourage you to call and speak to someone, explain your condition. They have their guidelines, which are very clear. But if you still don't truly understand where you fit, just call. So the condition in our family is hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. So Levi has the gene for this disease. And that's a long story. It runs a lot. Both of his parents have it. Both of his brother has it. He lost a brother from it. His other brother came collapsed in high school and ended up getting a defibrillator, like very strong family history of this heart disease. And then we found out when I was pregnant with Crawford that Levi also carried the gene for the disease. prior to that, we didn't think he was at risk, but we found out he had the gene. And so now all of our future children have a 50% chance of also inheriting it. So Levi has the gene, so does Stetson, so does Walker. So at this time, we knew that Levi and Stetson both had it. And so when we joined, I thought that it was considered pre-existing, which means that there's different ways that the costs are shared for pre-existing conditions. I don't think I need to get into the nitty-gritty of that. If it applies to you, I think you can really just look at the guidelines. But since Levi does have a defibrillator in case his heart were to stop, it's really just a safety net. And because he had that device implanted prior to us joining Christian Healthcare Ministries, he's actually considered maintained and all of his costs are shared normally. So every year he gets an echo and an EKG and an appointment with a cardiologist, and all of that is shared normally based on our personal responsibility. Stetson and Walker are regular, I thought were pre-existing, but they're actually eligible for regular sharing, not pre-existing maintained like Levi, because they were born with the gene and they have not shown signs or symptoms. Basically, their heart has not showed any thickening. They haven't had any issues whatsoever. They just have yearly echoes and that. So looking from the outside looking in, I thought, oh my goodness, I have three people in my family with a pre-existing condition. This is not going to fit for us. But I called and I talked through it, and it actually made a ton of sense for our family to go this direction.
You have such a, like, I don't know, I kind of got goosebumps when you're talking about it, because I feel like living with a disease like that has to be incredibly stressful for you as a mom and a wife. And I can't even begin to imagine what you go through with that. But the decision to leave something that you felt so secure in, mm-hmm. to go to a cost sharing ministry, like, you had to feel very secure in that decision. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a really good testimony to this ministry.
Yes.
And how you feel about it.
And it's Christian Healthcare Ministries. I feel like it's pretty obvious that you have to be a Christian to be a member of it. And so there is some faith aspect in there. And even at the time of joining, I didn't even truly understand as much as I do now. And so there was some faith there. Like, I'm feeling called this direction. I know I need to leave my job that has traditional health insurance. I need to trust God that this is going to work out. And we joined this ministry and it has completely worked out.
So if I get into my own testimony, when we decided to go with Christian Healthcare Ministries, we were coming from a place of, like, we're fairly healthy. There's nothing, like, super weird in our medical histories. Obviously, I wanted something that would be trustworthy because Josh farms and it's dangerous at times. So we decided to go with the Gold program because it has the highest level of sharing provisions with the lowest personal responsibility. So if you want to go in and look at the different levels, you can. But because I feel like we're planning on having children. And if you want to be in the maternity program, you have to be on the Gold level. And Josh works an occupation that isn't necessarily like he's exposed to potential accidents every single day, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So we decided to go with the Gold level because it just made the most sense for our family and where we were at in life. The first time we needed it was actually for something we weren't expecting. So I had my first son on traditional health insurance, and then we were planning to get pregnant with our second. Found out we were pregnant. One important thing to know if you're using a program or if you're using CHM's maternity program, if you call before you're 16 weeks pregnant, they give you a discount on your personal responsibility for maternity. So I had planned to do that, but I got to my 8-week appointment and they couldn't find the baby's heartbeat. So then we went to the next appointment, or they had me back like 2 weeks later for another ultrasound, and we found a small heartbeat. So there was hope, right? Couple more weeks went by and they had me come back in for another ultrasound and they found out the baby had died, but I had not fully lost the baby the way your body is supposed to when you have a miscarriage. And it was devastating. Honestly, the worst thing I've ever been through medically. sorry, Jenna. <Aww. laughs> But I called CHM because I didn't know if they would share for a procedure that takes the baby out of you, because I'm like, well, this is a Christian ministry. Are they going to like allow something like this to happen? But upon the ultrasound that was taken and everything, the baby was not alive, and it was risking my health as the mom. So the lady I called was like the nicest lady ever. She talked me through it and prayed with me again before we got off the phone, and was like, just reassured me that although I was going through something really S-H-I-T-T-Y, I was going to be okay medical expense wise. And that's what I needed in that moment. But that, like, that was the first time we ever needed it, but it solidified the decision to go with them because of how I was treated in that situation.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Like, really humanized in a time where you're like, this is the worst thing ever.
Right.
And anyway, the other couple things we've used CHM for is Josh broke his leg.
Our husbands, I swear.
He fell off a fuel trailer, I think, and broke his leg. And then we also had Harper on CHM. So the overall medical expenses that we've, the big major medical expenses we've had have all happened within like an 18-month period. And we submitted, they gave me these numbers and said I could share. So we had submitted $39,328 in medical bills to CHM, and they shared for $36,247 of those, which is exactly what we would have expected them beyond our personal responsibility. So
that's amazing. So if you do the math there, out of all of those things that Mary Pat's family went through medical expense wise, they only paid $3,081, mm-hmm. which is really not that much. It's like less than 10% of what you submitted.
Yeah, and it's less than what it costs to have Hank on traditional insurance. By a lot.
By a lot. I'll go ahead and share the numbers that my family has from Walker. So I had Walker on Christian Healthcare Ministries, and the bills that I submitted just for maternity totaled $20,321.79, and $17,992 of that was shared. I should have done the math ahead of time.
One thing that I'll mention here while Jenna's doing math is if you're planning to use their maternity program, you have to be a member of CHM before you become pregnant. So if you are pregnant already and you're like, dang, that sounds really awesome for maternity, I'm so sorry, but this is not going to work for you for the current pregnancy you're in. And I know that's been a pain point for a lot of families, but it's something to know upfront.
Yes. So I submitted $20,321 and CHM shared $17,992. So we only paid out of pocket for maternity for Walker's. This was his delivery. Walker needed a tongue and lip tie revision, and he had several PT appointments prior to that tongue and lip tie revision. And then he had the procedure, and then he had a lot of PT afterwards. I also went to pelvic floor physical therapy, and then he also got an echo at birth because of the heart condition. So all of this is wrapped up in that $20,000. What my family paid out of pocket for that was only $2,329.
That's pretty dang good.
That's pretty dang good.
Yeah. And I should say too, because I get this question a lot, is, well, do they share for epidurals and C-sections? And yes,
if all that's the normal, needed, yes.
Yes. So, and one thing I did read too, I think when I was first starting with CHM, was there's like a limit to how many ultrasounds that are deemed necessary and whatnot. But I had a lot for Harper because there was some things when I was first pregnant with her that they were concerned about following a miscarriage. I had bleeding. She had implantation bleeding. I had more than that. And that was not like, I wasn't charged extra for that. It's, you know, you have to like submit the bills and the paperwork, which we're going to get into more in the discussion later, but it seems really scary up front, but I've felt secure in using them.
I would agree. It's very reasonable. Anything that you would think is medically necessary is generally shared under that maternity umbrella. And that maternity umbrella is big. Like I just mentioned, the tongue tie stuff, prenatal, the
postnatal,
the physical therapy following for both Walker and myself.
So if you're listening and you're like, all right, this sounds intriguing, where does somebody even start with CHM? First of all, it's definitely, we've said this before, but CHM is not insurance. And there's a lot of differences when it comes to how it works. So traditional insurance, if we were to compare, I would say my experience, and I'm just sharing from my own experience, that it's very hands-off to just have insurance through an employer. It gets automatically taken out of your check every 2 weeks. When you have something happen at the hospital, for the most part, they submit the bills to the insurance, and then you might get a bill from your insurance. For the most part, my experience was it's very hands-off, and you don't have a lot of say in, first of all, like, if you, it feels like you don't have a handle on what you're being charged for, the services that you're getting, you know, because you just, it's the bills part of it is so hands-off. Would you agree with that? Or
I would agree as well.
So CHM is different because it is a lot more of a hands-on experience. Mm-hmm. They do have, I don't know that it's called in-network, but they have hospitals that will submit directly to CHM, but there wasn't any near me when I started working with them. So it was all
same. There's none near me either, but yeah, that hasn't been an issue.
Yep. So really a couple of things to note. We just have some things here on, there's no restrictions for membership based on age, weight, geographic location, or health history. They actually don't even ask you any of that. Mm-mm. When you're getting prices for their different program levels. If you're wondering if you qualify, there's a whole section in the guidelines that talks about qualification. So these are just the three points we'll pick out when it comes to who is it for. Live a Christian lifestyle consistent with CHM statements of beliefs, which you can find in the guidelines. Attend worship regularly as health permits, and actively following the teachings of the New Testament in its entirety. So when we applied to be members, we gave them the name of the church that we attend. And I can't remember. Do you remember the other information that you had to give?
No, I don't, but it was very minimal.
Yes, it is. And then when you are thinking about, well, how much is this going to cost? They base the price for the programs on units. And one of the great things as far as families go is kids are all considered a single unit in a family. So for Jenna and I, we have a two-parent household, super big blessing. So us and our spouses are one unit apiece. The adults are their single units, and our kids are a unit together.
So Mary Pat and I each pay for three units.
Yes. And if you have 10 kids and a husband and wife in the family, you would still pay for three units.
Yes. So both of our families have the Gold program with CHM Plus. So CHM Plus is for catastrophic illness or injuries.
Yes. CHM Gold shares for up to $125,000 in per illness. But if you have CHM Plus, there's no limits to sharing provisions. So that's why we both went with that, because, you know, a helicopter ride or something, some big accident could definitely land you over $125,000 in expenses.
Yes.
So that extra CHM Plus is highly recommended, I would say.
Agreed.
From both of us. And then the personal responsibility when you're on CHM Gold is $1,000 per incident or illness. And there's some very good charts that kind of explain that better in their guidelines. If you're wondering, like, what does that look like for me, and mm-hmm. how would it work when it actually comes to paying for something?
Right. So I've mentioned it on the podcast before. Back in October, I had this bad bug bite and I had to go to the doctor a few times and get that taken care of. That all fell under our personal responsibility because it was under $1,000 and it was just kind of normal clinic visits.
Yep.
So we just paid for that upfront out of pocket.
Yes. So how it works when you have an incident, say Josh's broken leg, when you're going in to get your medical needs taken care of, you go in as a self-pay patient. And the thing with CHM that was kind of hard for me to wrap my mind around is once I got a bill, I needed to make sure that I got that bill discounted, I guess, for being that self-pay patient. And pretty much every provider or every like medical provider has a discount for self-pay.
Right.
And it's a lot of the times.
Not where I live. It hasn't been that great. But there is, I've always gotten at least a 10% discount.
Mine, I've never gotten anything less than 30. And I believe the place, because I had a midwife, but it was like still part of a practice where they had an OB as like the main person, and then he had midwives underneath him. Mm-hmm. But they were like 50%.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yep. So there is additional legwork, I would say, when you're negotiating these medical bills down and then submitting the bills yourself online. You aren't doing that when you have traditional insurance because it's being done for you. But it's not so much work that
it's not worth it.
Right. I agree. And I do feel like it made me a better adult. I'm more in tune with what's on the bill instead of just telling myself, oh, insurance is going to cover it. It's not a big deal. I'm actually going through and making sure that everything is correct and just being way more aware of the resources that my family's using.
This might sound bad, but I actually feel like it's made me a better advocate for my kids too, mm-hmm. because prior to, it just seemed like, okay, this is on the list of what they need right now. Like, I didn't question it nearly as much as I do now. And that's really, it's helped me because I feel like we're better advocates for our own healthcare.
Agreed.
Also, big point, there's no networks. You can choose where.
You can go wherever you want. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Why don't you talk a little bit about the telemedicine? That's something that I have not utilized yet, but I know you have, Mary Pat.
Yeah, I just utilized it 2 weeks ago when I had that weird eye thing going on. So Healthiest You is the telemedicine that is free for you as a member of CHM. It's the thing that I would say is if you are already a member and you've never used it before, go in and sign up for it right now because when you need it, you're not going to want to have to go through the whole sign up process. Just get that out of the way because you have to get your kids signed up. The one hurdle that I ran into with it is Josh is like our main person on the account. Like one person has to be your main whatever member. And when I was trying to add my kids, he needed to be there for it, which I was like, well, I'm the mom. Why can't I do this? Well, just know that that's a thing. So if you're trying to get your kids set up and you set up, whoever is the main person on the account has to be the one doing it, or you have to be doing it from their logged in account. But anyway, it includes like really regular checkup type of visits. So the two times that I've used it have been Harper was pretty sick with what we determined was a sinus infection. And we were able to meet with a doctor within like 30 minutes of scheduling a call. And we got her the medicine that she needed. And then I had this weird eye thing where it was like a, I don't know, conjunctivitis. I didn't know if it was bacterial or viral, but I was able to meet with a doctor again very quick from the comfort of my own home. She saw the pictures I submitted of my eye and diagnosed me like, you know, very bad conjunctivitis, and then gave me options. And we were able to discuss it, like, what should my treatment plan be? Okay, we have this prescription. Do I need to use it? Like, it was a really great experience. Honestly, I felt like better than the local doctors that I've had as far as like the time and attention that she gave me.
That's amazing.
Yeah, very up to par, I would say, even though you can say like, well, a video call, is that like actually really good medical care? Well, it has been for me the two times I've needed to use it.
Yes, that's
amazing.
And
it's free.
Yay.
Yep. The only thing I had to pay for was the prescription for antibiotics and the eye drops, which was not that much at all.
Right.
Less than $50, I think, for each one. I think Harper's was like 10 or 12. I don't know. It was not expensive.
Right.
So how to decide if CHM is right for you? First thing is really just pencil it out. What are your options? I know when I left my job, I had the option to buy health insurance from the program that I was already on, and it was astronomical.
Same.
With a very high deductible. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And then since I've been on CHM, I've also checked, like, am I actually on the best program for our family right now? And I've called and tried to get quotes, which do not recommend, because now I'm getting more spam calls than I've ever gotten in my entire life in texts. That was a huge mistake. Anyway, and I've found that this is still the best option for us, because even though the monthly payment might be similar, the deductibles are crazy.
Right.
And this is, I mean, CHM doesn't have deductibles. It's sharing or personal responsibility and the sharing provisions that you're given. So there is some different verbiage, but overall it has saved our family a lot of money.
Agreed.
But you need to pencil it out for yourself.
Agreed.
And break down your current medical bills and what you currently pay and what would the difference be mm-hmm. if you were to change.
Right. So there are some things that are not shared with Christian Healthcare Ministries. One of them is birth control, fertility treatments, functional medicine and chiropractic care, dental, vision, and alcohol or tobacco abuse related medical expenses.
Those are some of the examples, but definitely if you're wanting to see like
what is and what isn't shared for, check the guidelines. There's a lot of information there.
And their guidelines are very clear. When I called and spoke about the pre-existing conditions in our family, she said, I'll explain it to you. And then you can also reference the guidelines and go to section 4C or whatever it might be that would apply to that. You can tell that all of the employees are very well versed in the guidelines. And then they were able to direct me to which part directly applied to me.
The other thing too, we'll have to link it in the show notes, but you can download the guidelines without giving all of your personal information, like how much you weigh. And they don't even ask for any of that when you sign up. So, but they will ask for like your email and phone number, but that once you put that in, it's like a direct downloadable. So you're not like even having to talk to anybody to get that information.
Right. And we, like Mary Pat said, we'll link that in the show notes.
Yeah. So every time Jen and I have talked about this, we've had a lot of frequently asked questions. So we're kind of going to rapid fire some of those now to end this out.
Yes. So maternity, you have to be on the gold level and you need to be on the program before you become pregnant. Epidural, C-section, NICU stays, all of that is shared.
And if you want more on maternity, they have a lot of other testimonials in on the website specifically related to maternity.
Also, when I called to add Walker to our account, or I didn't call, I did it online, and my phone autocorrected and it made his name Walkit instead of Walker. And so I got his physical card that said Walkit Auctioneer.
Oh,
and I was just kind of panicked. Oh no, this is an official thing. I called. She laughed through it with me. She said, no problem. I'll get a new one in the mail today. It was not a big deal.
Oh, that's so funny. And so funny how easy it was to correct it.
Like, so easy.
Awesome.
Small business owners wanting to have sharing options for employees. There is something called CHM groups. We don't have any experience with that, so I don't really want to talk about it, but it is something that you can look into if that applies to you or you're interested.
Another question, is the paperwork hard to figure out? I would say in the beginning for me, it was a learning curve just because of what I was used to, but be on top of your medical bills and negotiating and submitting them timely for sharing and you will be fine. I've also been one just personal side note experience for my DNC with Harper or not Harper with the baby we lost. I'm sorry. There was a bill that came super late, like 9 months after the procedure, almost when I was about to give birth to Harper. And they helped me through the submission process when I got that like extremely late bill
from
the hospital. So,
and your bills need to be itemized, so you need to ask for that up front. I did not have that all together when I submitted my maternity stuff, and they just emailed me that said, hey, we think some of this would be shared. We just need the itemized bill first. Super easy to work with.
Yeah, and I would say more than anything, your medical providers aren't always used to giving you the itemized bill, so having you have to actually ask for it, which is just something that they're not used to.
Right. Can you use it if you have a job with benefits? Yes, you can opt out of your employer's insurance and go with CHM.
And if I were to go back to work, that's what I would do as of right now. Do they have a seatbelt, no helmet clause that allows them to not share for an accident? Yes, there is. In the guidelines, if you go in there, there are notes about that. If you aren't using the devices that are put in vehicles for safety, then that would not be shared for. Basically, you have to kind of, it sounds silly, but you kind of have to use common sense, like drinking and driving, wearing your seatbelt. You must wear your, like that kind of thing.
Right. It definitely puts some responsibility on the member to live responsibly.
Which is kind of nice when you think about it from a member perspective that we have this shared view of how we are living.
Right.
And who we're sharing for based on the way that they live their life, I guess. Yeah.
Is it reliable? Mary Pat and I would both say yes. It's just also important to go into health cost sharing, knowing that there are ineligible medical costs. So you just need to know the guidelines so that you aren't taken off guard.
And the other thing too is it's worth noting that 100% of eligible medical bills have been shared according to the CHM guidelines. Like they have that clean record of sharing 100% of what they deem eligible.
Yes.
Read the guidelines, folks. Yes. So there's, are there income limits to joining is another question I've gotten. No, income levels are not even considered when you're looking to become a member. So the other thing I want to make sure to just touch on is the Bring a Friend program. When you join, there's a place to put in a member referral. So when we joined, we put in my brother and sister-in-law because they had given us their personal testimony on their experience. So we put in their member number. And then after 3 months of us, Josh and I being members of CHM, my brother and sister-in-law had a credit for referring us. So the credits can be applied towards your monthly contribution amount, and it can also be used to offset your personal responsibility. So it's another kind of, I guess, incentive to being a member.
Mm-hmm. So kind of in summary, some points we really just want to drive home is, if you're telling yourself insurance is the only reason I'm still working, we've both heard it a lot from people we know personally, people online. We've been conditioned to think that traditional insurance is the only option, but it is not the only option.
Yes. It's a great option for families, stay-at-home parents with self-employed spouses, and more. Just make sure you're penciling it out yourself.
And understand that it isn't insurance. It is cost sharing, and understanding things that aren't eligible for sharing and how it will affect you. Just like we've said, read the guidelines. And we also encourage you to just visit the CHM website. It's chministries.org. And we'll put that link in the show notes so that it's easy for you all to access, along with the link to the guidelines.
Yes. And Jenna has already mentioned this too, but if you have very specific medical needs and this podcast is still leaving you with questions, call CHM to talk about what it would look like to, for you to be a member and with your specific needs in mind.
We hope you found so much value in this episode. We know many of you have reached out asking how we went about giving up health insurance, and we truly hope this answered your questions and gives you some encouragement to look into faith-based cost sharing as well. Also, consider this your permission to leave that job if health insurance is the only thing holding you back.
Ooh, I like it. Remember to tune in when new episodes drop every Tuesday. Leave us a review or share the podcast to your stories for a chance to win this month's giveaway. And find us outside of the podcast on our social channels linked in the show notes. See you next time.